Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us today for Mass at the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the offices of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm happy to be able to celebrate Mass with all of you listening through the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Today the Church honors two saints, and both of them were martyrs. Saint Fabian was a pope and a martyr in the 3rd century, perhaps not as well known as the feast also of Saint Sebastian. History tells us that Saint Sebastian was a Roman soldier who secretly converted many to Christianity in the 3rd century. He was ordered executed and was shot at with arrows and left for dead. A widow discovered him alive and nursed him back to health, at which time he denounced the persecution of the Christians and thus was beaten to death. He is the patron saint of athletes and soldiers because of his extreme physical endurance and his brave and energetic way of spreading and defending the faith. He's also the patron saint of archers, of police organizations, and for those that want a holy Christian death. And so we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you. And as we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, but before we dare go any further, we do need to take a moment acknowledging our own sinfulness before the Lord. We do that by examining our conscience, looking back in the past, how have we offended our God or anyone in any way. We bow our heads for any needed forgiveness and we ask for God's grace. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have
mercy.
Let us pray. O God, glory of your priests, grant, we pray, that help by the intercession of your martyr, Saint Fabian, we may make progress by communion in the faith and by worthy service. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, a spirit of fortitude, so that taught by the glorious example of your martyr, Saint Sebastian, we may learn to obey you rather than men. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. There were three choices of readings today. The first would have been Friday of Ordinary Time. Saint Fabian has his own readings, and Saint Sebastian has his own readings. So I decided to take the Feast of Saint Sebastian and the readings that are associated with that. A reading from the first letter of Saint Peter. Beloved, you should suffer because of righteousness. Blessed are you. Do not be afraid or terrified with fear of them, but sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope, but do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil. The word of the Lord. The Lord delivered me from all my fears.
The Lord delivered me from all my fears.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Let my soul glory in the Lord. The lowly will hear and be glad. The Lord delivered me from all my fears. Glorify the Lord with me. Let us together extol his name. I sought the Lord and he answered me, and he delivered me from all of my fears. The Lord deliver me from all my fears. Look to him that you may be radiant with joy, and your faces may not blush with shame. When the poor one called out, the Lord heard, and from all his distress he saved him. The Lord deliver me from all my fears. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord delivered me from all my fears. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed is the one who perseveres in temptation, for when they have been proved, he will receive the crown of life. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the 12, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father." The Gospel of the Lord. I particularly like to take the readings that are assigned to any particular saint and move out of ordinary time whenever possible. And one of the questions that always comes to my mind is that when we're celebrating the feast of the saints, whether they be a martyr or not, why did this particular reading be chosen to be read on their feast day? We look at that first reading from the letter of St. Paul. And Paul almost assures people that they will suffer. They will suffer because of being disciples of Jesus. And some of them will be martyrs. Fabian and Sebastian were martyrs for the faith. We go to the gospel today, and particularly on the feast of a martyr, we might hear this particular gospel where Jesus is speaking to the 12. Another frequently used gospel for a martyr is that unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. And we have to believe that much fruit is given to the martyrs who have given everything for their faith. We can go to that first reading and they're even being assured, "You're going to suffer. You might be put to death because of believing in me." And when he's speaking to the 12, and they don't know what their future is in following Jesus. They're very hopeful that they see in Jesus someone who will lead them in a direction that is worthy of their calling to be apostles, worthy of their calling to be disciples. And just as Jesus chose the 12 and almost assured them that there's going to be difficulties, we know that as disciples of Jesus in this 2021 year, there are difficulties around us, and yet we are asked to be hopeful people and at the same time be firm and committed disciples of Jesus, just as the 12 were 2,000 years ago, just as we are called to be today. In just a moment of quiet prayer, think about your discipleship as you follow Jesus. Are you weathering difficulties just as the martyrs did? But are you also very hopeful that in following Jesus, he leads us to the Father as our ultimate goal? Life after this life is eternal with the Father in heaven. That's what we're looking for. That's what we want very much in being Jesus' disciples. We pause for a moment. We thank God for the journey that we're on and that in following his Son, he will lead us to the Father. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving that we place before the Lord. For Pope Francis and all bishops and priests, and for an increase in vocations to the priesthood, religious life, and sacramental marriage, we pray to the Lord. For our president and for all those who assume leadership roles in our country, that they may be guided by the Holy Spirit to work for the good of all people, especially the most vulnerable, we pray to the Lord. For the pro-life movement, that all their labor will be rewarded with the end to abortion, euthanasia, and all crimes against the dignity of life, we pray to the Lord. For those suffering from illness, especially those with COVID-19, that our Lord will touch them with his healing hands and grant them peace and strength, we pray to the Lord. For the souls of all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For the health and the spiritual protection of the Piri family, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us a bread of life. By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. And pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Receive, Holy Father, the offerings that we bring in commemoration of the holy martyrs Fabian and Sebastian, and grant that we, your servants, may be found steadfast in confessing your name through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, for the blood of your blessed martyrs, Fabian and Sebastian, poured out like Christ to glorify your name, shows forth your marvelous works, by which in our weakness you perfect your power, and on the feeble bestow strength to bear you witness through Christ our Lord. And so with the powers of heaven, we worship you constantly on earth, and before your majesty without end we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection, you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity. Together with Francis our Pope, David our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Fabian, with Saint Sebastian, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit. And
please safely extend to one another a greeting of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening, this is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. O God, who in your holy martyrs have wonderfully made known the mystery of the cross, graciously grant that, drawing strength from this sacrifice, we may cling faithfully to Christ and labor in the church for the salvation of all. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you, that he may defend you, within you, that he may sustain you, before you, that he may lead you, behind you, that he may protect you, above you, that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope that you'll enjoy us and join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central for Mass. And be sure to join Father Rocky tonight on the Family Rosary Across America at 7 o'clock p.m. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. And the prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear into our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Holy God, we praise thy name. Lord above, we bow before thee. All on earth thy scepter claim. All in heaven above adore thee. Infinite thy vast domain. Everlasting is thy reign. Infinite thy vast domain, everlasting is thy reign.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Nancy now, listening in Los Angeles. Hi, Nancy.
I've been away from the church for about 50 years. My daughter's a fervent Catholic, and I just happened to come across your station 3 months ago. And I feel that I found a whole new world for myself, and soon I hope to go to confession. I can't tell
you
what listening to you and Drew as well, you two have really brought me back to the church, and my daughter is so grateful, and she's amazed. In fact, she went to church yesterday, and she brought back your bumper sticker and all kinds of information about your radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And I got your book, Pulp Fiction, and it's an amazing book.
Thank you.
That's a book I needed.
Wow.
Very much. So I just want to tell you that without having found that station, I think I would still be in what you might say, limbo. And I just want to call to thank you, and I'm praying every day, and it's just changed my life completely. And
that is beautiful, Nancy. Wow. And if you were away for 50 years?
Yes.
During that 50-year span, Nancy, sounds like you maybe fell away in your 30s. During that span of time, did you ever feel kind of nervous and worried and conscience bothering you,
yes,
but you didn't quite come back?
Yes, very much so.
And now that's all gone, right? Because now it's been replaced with peace.
Well, yes, I'm finding peace. I tell everyone about you. I'm trying to spread the word. So.
Thank you.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
We're only able to broadcast because of your generous support. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
Tell one other person about it. It's such a great way to evangelize.
The Relevant Radio app, your Catholic everything app.
Get live radio, podcasts, news, prayers. It's free.
The continuously updated Relevant Radio app. It's in your app store. The Patrick Madrid Show.
It deepens my faith. It gives me understanding. And I also appreciate the current events.
Good morning, Therese.
Don't ever stop talking about current events. I feel like between your show and Drew's show, I am so much better informed to make decisions about things and to pray on things.
You know, as you're saying that, I'm reminded of what Jesus said in Matthew 26, in verse 41. He says, to watch and pray so that you will not enter into temptation. Now, obviously, they didn't have television or radio or newspapers in those days. But he still taught the people to watch the signs of the times, to be aware of what's going on. And he used examples. I don't think Jesus wants us to just ignore what's happening in the world and just talk about churchy things, because then we will be caught unaware. And he tells us to watch and pray.
At the intersection of faith and culture, The Patrick Madrid Show, 8 a.m. Central on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.